knihy Honav Nemalov. Now, so again from the two dots again. Ein Mavashlin. Lochmiz by the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach. Tana Rabbon. The Apostle says, Bamayim. You're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach in water. Ein Liyela Bamayim. I only know you can't cook it in pure water. Shah Mashtri Minayin. How do I know you can't cook the Korban Pesach even in apple juice or in other juices? Umar Ta Kalva Choyma. Have a Kalva Choyma. Umar Mayin Shein Mafigin Taimim. Asurim. Madach water, that doesn't change the taste of the Korban Pesach. You have the meat, you cook it in water, it doesn't change the taste. Still the Torah says it's also Shar Mashkin, if you're going to cook the Korban Pesach, the meat there, in apple juice, Shemafigin Taimim, it zikha takes away the taste a little bit of the meat, Lekol Shchein, for sure it should be Yosser. Satatana Kam is Svara Tzakal V'choyma. Rebbe Yoimin, no, he has a posik. The posik says Bamayim. So I would think, in the yellow mayim, maybe only water, there's a special lav not to cook the Korban Pesach in water. Shar mashtri minayin, how do I know you can't even cook it in other juices, in apple juice or other juices? Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, uvashel mevushel. Says a double lotion. Says a double lotion, to say my timer. Why does the Torah have to say a double lotion for? Come teach us mikomokim. That any type of cooking is also to do. Not only with water, but any type. Yeah, the pasuk says, "Al toichlu mimenu no, you can't eat the Korban Pesach when it's not well done. Uvoshel mevushol b'moyim, and it should not be cooked in water. Ki'im tzliyesh, only roasted on the fire. That's the way you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach." So the pasuk says not to cook it in water. It doesn't just say uvoshel b'moyim, but it says uvoshel mevushol b'moyim. What does it say a double lotion for? Uvoshel mevushol? To teach us anything. Any type of a liquid, you're not allowed to cook it in. So tomorrow, mikomokim mai binayu, what's the nafka midah, what you're learning out from a kal v'choyma, or you have this posik from uvoshel mevushol, what's the difference? According to the both of them, you can't use other liquid to cook the Korban Pesach in. Now the Gemara, there is a nafka midah. Ike binayu tzli keder. The nafka midah, if you roast it in a pot, you put the Korban Pesach in a pot, you don't add any water at all into the pot. You just put the Korban Pesach, the whole meat, into the pot. Without any juice. But when you cook it on the pot, the fat drips to the bottom, and eventually it's going to be cooked up in its own fat. If you learn it out from a kal v'chomer, here it's mutter, because it's not called water or the juice. It's just the fat of the meat itself, so that's mutter. But the Rebbe, the Aleph Mirabuya, Hainami Boshem Avushalhu. But the Rebbe, there's an extra posik, Ovoshel Mavushal. Any type of cooking is also. So even though you put it into an empty pot, but without the meat, when it gets on the fire, the juice, the fat, comes to the bottom of the pot, and that's considered like it's cooking in its own juice, that would be also according to Rebbe. So Taisa speaks out. So it says, Pirish Ikebanayas Tliked, the Nafkaminer is Ilaikolo. The Nafkaminer is, do you get Malkus or not? Avalakuli Yalma Apostle, according to everybody, it's also to do it. Why? Because there's an essay that says, Ki'im Tliyesh. The Mitzvah's essay, how are you supposed to eat the Korban Pesach only if it's roasted? Kol Zaman, it's not roasted, you're over in Isser Asay. So Pshita, if you cook it in a pot, even though there's no water there, that's not called roasting. So according to everybody, there is an Isser Asay, you didn't do what you're supposed to, you didn't roast it. The Nafka Minah is, though, is there Malkus or not? That's the Nafka Minah. So then at the bottom it says, yes, the Kasha then, Vim Toimar. Ve'echi Yalav, Shar Mashke Mikal V'choymar, V'eim Asiri Menadin. Usually the Klal is, if you learn out something from Mikal V'choymar, you don't get Malkus. Malkus is only, the Torah says, Beferi Shalav, don't do it. But if you only know not to do it from a Kal V'choymar, usually the Klal is, you don't get Malkus in a Kal V'choymar. See, it was saying that according to Rebbe, that learns out from a Kal V'choymar, so you're going to get Malkus. Ah, you don't get Malkus from a Kal V'choymar. So there's the answer, Poshet V'yesh Loimar, Tahai Kal V'choymar Einu Elo Megalo. It's only like explaining to us, what does the Torah mean by the law? The Torah says you're not allowed to cook it. It says, Al Toichlu, which means like a Lashon Lav. Don't eat the Korban Pesach, nor, we'll soon see what nor means, when it's halfway done, Uvoshem Uvushel. The Torah says there's a Lav, not eat it cooked. So we're explaining now, what does the Torah mean, not eat it cooked? What is called cooked? So the Kroah Ayri Afisha Mashkin, the Kabbal Chaim is only explaining to us that when the Torah says don't cook it, what does cooking mean? It doesn't only mean what it says, Bamoyim in water, but rather Basha Mavushal means any type of a liquid, even Sliked was also awesome. But the Maaseh said there would be Malkis because it's only Gilui what the Torah means. Right. Fredimar of Rabbonin, Hai Bashel Mavushal, Mai Avdilhu. What do they do with this extra lashon of vashel mavushol? What do they do with it? And the Gemara miboyle lekiratayne. They need it for this drasha. Bashlu v'yachakach solu. What happens if you have the carbon pesach, the whole animal, and you cooked it first and then you roasted it? What's going to be the halacha? Oitzale, you else my cat. First you roasted the carbon pesach the way you're supposed to. V'yachakach vishlu. And then later, after you roasted it, you roasted it completely. Now you put it in the pot and cooked it in water. Is the halacha is chayiv? In both these cases, you're over Malkis, because you did an Aveiru, you cooked up the Korban Pesach. Now, that I understand. If first you cooked it in the pot, and then you roasted it, I understand you're over the lav. Because at the beginning, you were cooking it, you're not allowed to cook it. But the other case is a Shmer. Tzolu, if first you roasted it, Sechura, the meat was done the way it was supposed to, you roasted it. And then you took this roasted meat and you cooked it, the Chor, why you over Malkis? Hotzli Yeshu. This meat, Lamaisa, was roasted. How did it get well done? How did it get edible? By roasting it. So Chor, you did the mitzvah. What do I care if later you bishel, you cook it up? Why does that change it? The Chor, it's roasted meat. The Havmin is now, if you cook up roasted meat, it's still called roasted meat. It's not called cooking. Empty Gemara name. Amarav Kana Hamani Reb Yosihi. I tell you, this din goes according to Reb Yosi. The Tanya we learned like this. Yoitzin berakik hashruya. You're allowed to be yoitzin. Zadrashi, it means chayvas matzan pesach. Rabbi Yosi, he diyama bishul liyacharafriya bishulhu. Rabbi Yosi, she there is. First you baked matzan. You have a baked or even bread. You baked it, and then you take it and cook it. It's mavato the shem lechem because now it's called cooked. And if you cook up bread, that's not called lechem. That's Rabbi Yosi shita. Even though it was first baked. But now if you cook it up, the yikr is the cooking, the end. And you can't use it for matzah. Where do we see this? At the Mar of Yaisi, the Tanya. Yaitzim rakik. You could be yaitzim matzah with a rakik with a matzah hashruya. If it was shruya, it just means you're soaking it. Over mavushol shileni muach. Or else you have the matzah that was baked first, and now you cooked it up. Albeit it's not nimuach, it didn't dissolve the garment, it's still a piece of matzah, you could be yaitzim. Divir Ramei, this is Ramei Yeshita. So Ramei holds the way we're holding so far very good, that once you baked it, it's called matzah. Now that you take and you cook it up, so what? You're cooking up matzah, it's still called matzah, you're still yaitzah the mitzvah. As long as it didn't get dissolved in the water, you're yaitzah. Of a Reb Yosi, and Reb Yosi says no. Reb Yosi, yaitzim yaitzah berekik hashruya, avulei b'mavushal. Reb Yosi says you only yaitzah, which we kick with this matzah, that's hashruya, if it's only soaked a little bit, avulei b'mavushal. But once you go and cook it up in water right now, you're not yoitzer with this matzah anymore. So you see, even though first you baked the matzah, but now that you put it in water and cooked it up, cooking it is mavato the shame afiyah. It's not called baked, it's called cooked. And if you cook up bread, there's no such thing, it's not called lechem, it's not called matzah. Afal pish leni muach. Even though it's not dissolved, still it loses its shame of baking. It loses its shame matzah. So according to Rabbi Yosi, it's good. Rabbi Yosi holds that even though first you roasted the Korban Pesach, true, it was called a tzli. But now when you take it and cook it up in water, it's called cooked. And since it's called cooked now, it loses its shame tzli. It's not called roasted meat anymore. Now it gets its new shame of cooked meat, and that's a lav haTorah. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook up the Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything to it. Rashi Yaitzin de Choyves Matzav Rekik Hashruya Betavshel, Liachra Fiyos, after you baked it. Viafo Pi Shemameses, even though it gets a little soft, still Lechemhu. Kozaman Shukayim, Shlenimur. Kozaman's not dissolved, Legamri, it's called Lechem, who would then it was cooked. But Rabbi Yosi says, no, Rabbi Yosi Yold Abu Leibim of Ushel, Delav Lechem Karinim Bo. Bay. Once you cook up bread or matzah, it's not called lechem anymore. V'yafal pisha kvar nefa betano, even though it was already baked in the oven. Why? Hoyo v'chozer o bishloi, since you go now and cook it up, bitlo miteres lechem. Yemavato the Shem Lechem from it. So good, so according to Rav Yesu, be good here also. If you cook up the Korban Pesach, you're over a lav, because it's considered you cooked it, and that's a lav. Ula Ramar, Ula says no. Afilu Temer Rav Meir. This din that we just said, that if you first roast the Korban Pesach, and then you cook it up, you're over the lav, could even go according to Rav Meir. And even though Rav Meir says by matzah, once it's baked, if you cook it, it doesn't lose the shame baking, it's still called baked. Rav Shani Hocha, the Yom HaKroa, Uvoshel Mavushel. Here there's an extra pasuk, Uvoshel Mavushel, Mashma Mikomakam. Any type of cooking is over the lav. So even though once it's roasted, according to Rav Meir, it's still called a roasted piece of meat, but now that you took this roasted meat and cooked it up, you're also over the lava Torah. Even though Bishul doesn't change it over, doesn't take away the shame flea, but Bishul is also a lava. Just cooking it makes it also, is over the lava. Mashen came by matzah, as long as it's still called a bait, it has a shame matzah. Even though you cooked it, so what? According to Rav Meir, cooking doesn't take away the shame bake. It doesn't take away the shame flea. But here there's a new aveira, a new lav, mikom makom. Any type of cooking is over the lav. Tana Rabbon, yochol tzoleyo kol tzarka yechayiv. I would think maybe you take the Korban Pesach and mamash roast it till it's real, in coals already. It's roasted too well. Rashi yochol tzoleyo kol tzarka. V'yachakach bishloy, Rashi learns, and after that you cooked it. Oh, then Rashi himself is crazy. That's one pshat. Rashi doesn't like this pshat. The better pshat is lishna achrinam yochol tzaleya kol tzarka. I would think if you roast it up completely, the yeshav yecharuchi, you made it mamish like a burnt piece of meat. Can a forish yechayiv? I would think maybe that's also an aveiron the lav tzliyeshu. The Torah says, how do you eat the Korban Pesach? Tiim tzliyesh. It has to be roasted. I would think, what's called roasted? A normal roasting. It has to be well done, but not burnt, and it's mamish like charcoal already. Elo kliyesh. Who? Yechai the lav tzliyeshu. Elo kliyesh. This that you made into, you burnt it, it's not called roasted. It's called burnt in the fire. V'sar v'zer ikr. Here's the ikr pshat. That's the more saying. I would think maybe if you roast it on the fire, but you roast it so well that it gets real burnt, maybe that's no good. Talmud, the pasuk says no. Al toichlu mimenu no. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach when it's half done, even if you roast it. But if you take it off the fire when it's only half done, that's also an aveir. It's also allowed to eat it. Uvoshel mavushel b'moyim. You're not allowed to cook it in water. So we dashin no uvoshel mavushel amati l'cho. What's the aveira? What can't you do with the Korban Pesach? You can't only roast it halfway. No means only halfway done. It's not completely done. Or else you can't cook it in water. That's what's osur. V'loy tzoleo kortzorkoi. But if you roast it on fire, and you made it well done, just even more than that, even burnt, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no aveir in that. That's also called tliyesh. So the Mara Hechidomi, what's the case of Choruch? Om Rav Ashi, Deshav Yecharucha. Your mamash make it nice and burnt. Rav Ashi, Charucha Sarav. If this meat is not just well done, but you even burnt it. Burnt meat, you still yait to the Korban Pesach. The only aveir is, you can't eat it when it's either cooked, or else if you're roasting it and only do half the job, don't roast it completely, that's an aveir. Tana Rabbonin, Yochol Ochol Kezayis Chai Yechayif. I would think if you eat a kezayis of the raw meat of the Korban Pesach, you'll get malchus. Just feeding it raw. As Baal Torah says, it has to be roasted, and raw is not called roasted. Maybe eating a kezayis of raw meat, you get malchus. Talmud Lomar, the post says like this, Al toichlo mimenu no. What's the lav? You're not allowed to eat it when it's half well, half done. No means half done. Uvoshel mavushel, or it's cooked. These are the two things that you get malchus for. So it's a diyik. No, if it's halfway done, or else uvoshel, or else if you cooked it, or matilucho. That's a lav, for that you get malchus if you eat it. V'loichai. But if you eat it raw, you don't get malchus feeding the Korban Pesach raw. Yochol ye mutter. I would think once there's no avera, there's no lav, maybe mamash is mutter to do it. There's not even nisar asay. You're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach raw. Talmud Leim, the pasuk says, ki'im tzliyesh. The pasuk says, only tzliyesh, it has to be roasted. So that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat it roasted. Kozuman, it's not roasted, you're over an nisar asay. If you eat the Korban Pesach raw, you did an avera. It's called an nisar asay, but it's not called a lav. you'll only get malchus for doing the lav is either you cooked it up, or else the lav is that you eat it halfway done. No, the pasuk says that's the way it's supposed to be eaten. Ki'im, only ki'im. It says lushin. What? No, usually we don't say. Usually only by kachim we say such as, I mean, this is kachim you mean. But the Torah says two times here also. It says two times. V'yochles abosar balayla zet sliyesh. It says it two times. It's supposed to, I think the Morrison is the kasha. It says it two times here. First the pasuk says, V'yochles abosar balayla zet sliyesh. It should be roasted. And then it says again, ki'im sliyesh. Two times. Two times here tells you that's likuva. The Gemara saying right, Yochi Mutter. I would think it's Mutter Talmud Loi Mekiyim. It says Kiyim only this way, right? You're partially right. Kiyim only this way. You're allowed to eat it. No other way. For the Gemara, Heshi Dami No. What's called Ruah? What's called something eating it? Not Ruah. I mean halfway done. No. Amar Rav Kediamri Pasoi Avranim. The way the Pasoim call their meat Avranim, that's called halfway done. The Drashi No means Slevi Enetsli. It's roasted, but not roasted completely. Yeah. Rashi Gliyomri Pasoy Avranim Oisa Tzliya Shebloshen Parsi Kurin Avranim Bloshen Akkadish Kurin No. Gift is like halfway done. If you didn't cook it at all, roast it at all, there's no Malkus. But if you roast it a little bit, just not completely done, then you have the Malkus, the Lav of No. Omer Rav Chizda Hanavashel Bechamei Tveria B'Shabiz Potter. If you go into the springs, the hot water, the hot springs of Chamei Tveria, and you cook something there on Shabbos, you potter. There's no issur d'oraisa of cooking in Chamei Tveria. Because the malacha of cooking on Shabbos is by fire. You're not allowed to cook on top of fire, you need the or. Mashenken, cooking in the hot water of Chamei Tveria, it's potter. Vice versa, it's also, but with the raisa, though, it's mutter. What about Pesach shebishto b'Chamei Tveria? Chayiv. Well, let's say you took the korban Pesach, and here you cooked it. In Chamei Tveria, here you are chayiv. So the havmin of chayiv means your mamish chayiv malchus, because this is called you did the avera, you cooked the korban pesach. Frate Gemara, why? My shino b'shabbos deloi de told us eshpinon. How can you tell me by Shabbos yoni chayiv if you cook it on fire? Because it has to be on toldos esh, on heat that comes out of fire. That's the melacha. V'leka, if you only cooked it in the chamei tveria, the hot water, hot springs in Tveria, you don't have any fire there. There's no melacha of bishum. That's why by Shabbos is potter, so korban pesach should be the same way. For the Gemara, pesach nami, lav told us eshu. This is not considered a told us of esh. If you cook the korban pesach and you put it into the chamei tveria, what do you say over malchus? You did the lav of cooking, kur is not called cooking. And you see, by Shabbos, cooking means on fire. So kur for korban pesach also, the same type of boshom. What does bishu mean? On fire. That's the Gemara enech nami. Omar Rava, my chayiv, diktoni, what does it mean, yechayiv? The kova mishum tzliyesh. It doesn't mean you get malchus. You didn't do the avera of cooking it. Josh, you got the avera that you did not eat it tzli. The Torah says you could only eat the korban roasted. If you eat it because it was cooked in chamei tveria, that's not called tzliyesh. So that's the avera. But enech nami, malchus you would not get. Rav Chiya, brei de Rav Nosin, masni lo, lohod Rav Chizda behedya. He learned this clearly. So this is what Rav Chizda meant to say. He learned like this. Omer Rav Chizda, Hamavashel b'chamei tveria b'shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos food in chamei tveria potter, or midiraisa your potter, that's not called cooking because you're not using fire. Oh, Pesach shebishto b'chamei tveria. What about the somebody takes the korban Pesach? Somebody takes the korban Pesach and puts it into the chamei tveria. The locher is chayiv. Why? She'ova mishum tzliyesh. He's only over the avera of sliyesh, that's all. Sliyesh is over, but not the yisr bishul. It's not called cooking, it's not called. Drashi. Drashi b'hedya, the chayim chizim mishum sliyesh v'lav mishum bishul. That there's no malchus for sliyesh here. It's only the avera of it wasn't cooked, it wasn't roasted. No, it's an yisr asay. It's an yisr asay. Mishum slish. Oh, you're right. You're right. Sure, we'll soon see. You're right. You're right. It's a lav. You're right. This one. You're right. This one holds the lav. Right. Mishum right. Sliyesh. Rashi says lav. Right. Lesoichu kiyim sliyesh. He holds. We'll soon see the Gemara. Right. The pasuk says right. Al toichlu mimenu. No, don't eat. Al toichlu means like a lav. Don't eat it raw. No, halfway done. Or voshim avusha cooked. But moim kiyim sliyesh. He holds the lav goes on kiyim sliyesh also. If you don't eat it roasted, you're also over a lav. That's what this man the yom holds. Right. Shum Sliyesh. Omar Rava. So Rava says like this, Ochla no. Let's say somebody eats the Korban Pesach when it's halfway done. The locker is Leikishtayim. You get two malchus in for that. Why two? Rashi says Leikishtayim. Mishum Leitoichal no. You didn't eat it well done. You ate it half done. Or Mishum Leitoichal Kiyim Sliyesh. We also dashin that the Torah says only roasted is also allowed to it. The Chiyim Sliyesh Nami Alav de Leisoichal Koi. It's also going back, the first lav goes on Sliyesh also. So here that you ate it, halfway done, you get two malchus in. One for halfway done, and one for the fact it's not called Sliyesh. What about Mavushal? You eat a Korban Pesach that's cooked, the same thing. The locher is Leikishtayim, you get two malchus in for it, the same thing. One for cooking, and one for Kiyim Sliyesh. What about No Mavushal? Let's say you take the Korban Pesach, and you cook it in water, but you don't cook it completely. You only cook it halfway. So you did the Avera of Noah. It's halfway cooked. It's an Avera for Mavushal. It's like a Shalosh. You get three Malkus in. One for Noah, one for Mavushal, and one for Kiyim Sliyesh. That's what Rava says. Abaye Raman no. Abaye says no. The Klal is Ein Loikin Alav Shebeklolis. Hey, is this Lav of Al Toichlu Menu, don't eat it, which is a lav, it's a lav shebeklolis. It's going on a few things. It's going on, don't eat it halfway done, don't eat it cooked, and don't eat it if it's not roasted. So since it's one lav that's going on three things, a bai hold that's called a lav shebeklolis. It doesn't go on one case. There's a lav that goes on a few cases, therefore you don't get malchus for kiyim sliyesh. So Rashi, lav shebeklolisu, de koilo boy. Kol minei bishulim shenim sli lesser. So therefore, Abaye says you don't get malchus for this lav luchur of kiyim sliyesh. Ika the army, some say like this. What did Abaye mean to say? Tarti you deloloki. You don't get two malchus in. Of a chodim yoloki. But avad the one malchus you do get. You don't get the malchus for kiyim sliyesh. That's only lav shemeklolis. But the first lav of no, or else where it's cooked, that the lav says the feirish, don't eat it. Halfway done, that you would get malchus. So Rashi ki di amri tarti the loki kivon shul loki mishum no oy mishum avushol sula loki mishum klal tchiyim sliyesh. That's all Abaye means. Hey, so when the Torah says al tesli menu no on no, that's like the law saying specifically, don't eat it halfway done. For that you would get malchus. Just the dik of kiyim sliyesh, that's only a law shemeklolis. For that you won't get malchus. And Ika the army, some say no. Chodin namel aloki. You won't even get, even one malchus you don't get. Why? To lay miyached lave kalav dechsima. This lav of our Teuchlin menu nor is not like the famous lav of chsima. The Torah says you're not allowed to muzzle up your animal and then work with it. When your animal is working, you're not allowed to muzzle him up. And right after that lav, the Torah says, avoy mekenu, you get malchus. So that's the classical lav. From that lav, you learn how to get malchus. Now that lav is a lav by itself, just for this one thing. Don't muzzle your animal for shasha working with him. So any lav has to be specific on its case. That's a lav you get malchus. Mashenkin here, the posters are tochlin menu. Don't eat it. How not? A few things. Don't eat it halfway. Don't eat it cooked. Don't eat it only if it's roasted. But since the posters saying a few cases to it, you don't get malchus at all. That's Pshat in the second Ika of the Yamri. But Chlal, this lav is not done with the lav of the Chsima. So Rashi says, Ika of the Yamri, Chodah Nama Loki, Mishum Kim Kiyim Sliyesh. You don't get Malchus at all. The Loi Miyachid Lav of the Day, Kalav the Chsima, Shumafarashi Suri, the Simich Le Pashas Malchus Liyamine. From their lav of the Chsima, we learn out the Klal of Malchus. So every lav has to be done with that lav. That lav is special by itself. Here it's not, you don't get Malchus for it. Rava Romar, so this is the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Now the same Machlokes we have again. Rava Romar, Ochal Zag, if a Nozir is not allowed to eat, drink wine, and he can't even eat the shells or the pits of the grapes. The Pasuk says he can't eat Zag v'Chartzin. That's the pits and the shells. So Rava says, Ochal Zag, let's say he ate the pits, Leikishtayim, he gets two Malkasin for it. Chartzin, he ate the shells, is Leikishtayim, he gets two Malkasin for it. Zag v'chatzin eats the pits and the shells of the grapes. Leikisholot, she gets three malkasin. So Rashi says, Ochel zag leikishtayim. Nozir she'ochloi, if a nozir eats the pits of grapes, mishum zag le'yoichal, that's one lav. Umishum Mikola Sheyosa Migefanayan Mikhasan of Yadzag Loyoichu. There's a special law Shabaklolis on anything that comes out of the grapes, he's not allowed to eat. So again, Rova goes to Shitosai, even though it's a law Shabaklolis, still you get Malkus for it. So if a Nozer eats the pits, he gets 2 Malkus in. The shells, he gets 2 Malkus in. If he eats them both, he gets 3 Malkus in. Abayu or Mabayu says no. And like in a law Shabaklolis again, since this law is kailul all the lav that a nozer can't eat from any type of grapes. So for that lav, you don't get malchus. Now again, ik of the army, some say, tarti you delaloki. It's only a bayah just meant to say you don't get 2 malchus in. If you eat the shells of the grapes, you don't get malchus for the special lav of lav shabaklolis. But the lav for itself, not to eat the chatzin, that you would get. One lav you get. Of a chodem yaloki. And ik of the army, some say no. Chodanam and aloki. Even one lav you don't get. Why? To lay miyached lavik lav dechsima. This lav that a nozir not eats his grapes, his pits and shells, is not tamed to the lav dechsima. There is only one maisa that's osir, and the other Torah says the beloshin a few things that are osir. So Drashi, lav shebeklolis ain like now mikola sheyosir. The Torah says anything that comes out of the grapes you can't eat. The lav shebeklolis, so that's a lav that includes a few things. Even the leaves you can't eat from the grapes. So this lav is kernel a lot of things, you don't get malchus. So some say, you don't get 2 malchus in. If you eat either the zag or the chatzin, you don't get 2. Or the veloki alayu, learn loki su mishum mikola sheyosem. Once you get 1 malchus in for either zag or chatzin, you don't get the second malchus. For the lav shebeklolis, mishum mikol asheiyosem, aber moed abaya, the imochol zag vechatzin lekishtayim. Rashi holds abaya is moed if you do eat both the zag, the pits, and the shells of the grapes, you do get 2 malchus in. The chivin the mafurish kol chad liatzmoi, since each one says separately, koyi nami alav to lo yoichlum. It's as if the lav goes separately on each one of them. There we command the cost of lav a kol choda bechoda. It's as if the Torah said a special lav, not to eat the zag and not to eat the chartzin. So if you eat the zag, you get 1 malchus. If you eat a zag and a chartzin, you get 2 malchus in. This is much of the Gemara Nozir. The only thing Abai is saying is that you eat the shells itself, you only get 1, but not the second malchus from the lash of Klolis, Mikol Asher Yasa. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say somewhere on Erev Pesach ate the kezayis of the half-done Korban Pesach. He ate the Korban Pesach halfway done, so if we eat it at night time, he'll get malchus. What about if he ate it Erev Pesach, before the Zman? The locher is potter. He's potter, he doesn't get malchus. Kezayis no mishachashecho. If you eat the kezayis of the Korban Pesach when it's halfway done at night time, with Zman to eat the Korban Pesach, then you get malchus. That's the Avera. By night time of Pesach, don't eat the Korban Pesach halfway done. Ocha kezayis sliva boy joim loy posalatsme mibnei chaburim. If you ate from the Korban Pesach after you roasted it, but you ate the Korban Pesach roasted when? Erev Pesach, before the Zman. The halacha is it's not called like you ate the Korban Pesach, and you don't pass to yourself from eating from a Bnei Chabura. But the halacha is on Pesach by night, once you start eating from the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat in 2 places. If you start eating in this Chabura with this people, you have to finish your whole portion, the whole Korban here. You're not allowed to take your Korban and eat it someplace else. That's only if you start eating it at night. That's the mitzvah. But if you started to eat it by Joim on Erev Pesach, that's because not called Nachilah. And even though you ate one place now, you're allowed to change your mind and eat someplace else at night. Yeah. But once you started to eat the Korban Pesach at night, Pesach by night, you ate a kizayis, you're not allowed to go and eat any place else. You can't eat by another chabura, another company. You have to stay with this company and finish your Korban Pesach here. That's the locha. Tanya Idich learned another braisa. Yochol, I would think. Ochol kezayis nomi by joim. Let's say somebody ate the kezayis of this uncooked, unfinished Korban Pesach. It's only halfway finished. Yechayiv. I would think maybe even if you eat it Erev Pesach, you also chayiv to get malchus. not only at night time, even by day you'll be chayiv. V'dinu, really such a svara like that, there's a svara like that, you should be chayiv. Uma b'shor sheyesh n'makum echot tzli. Maduch at night, Pesach by night. Where there's a mitzvah, titu kovim Pesach, roasted, that's the mitzvah, come and eat it. Tzli, yeshna, at that time we say, the Baal Teichel Noor, you have the love then, that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach if it's only halfway roasted. If it's halfway done and you eat it at night time, that's the love you get Malkus. So, if Maduch, then you get Malkus, b'shor, she'enei b'kom echot sli. So if you can eat it, Erev Pesach, when there's no mitzvah then to go and eat it, sliyesh, there's no mitzvah to eat it then, his Ghur and Svaro, ainei din she'yeshna b'Baal Teichel Noor, isn't it for sure that there should also be the lav then? You're not allowed to eat it if it's halfway done. He's madlich at night time when that's the mitzvah to eat it. He's supposed to eat it. But if you eat it then on halfway done, there's a lav, there's a malchus, so you eat it and avoid John Erev Pesach. Well, Machlal is not as man to eat it then. So for sure I would think maybe that if you do eat it then, halfway done, you get malchus. Oy loy b'shoa she'ena b'kum echot sli, or maybe also another svar, I'd say just the opposite.